Welcome back to another episode of External Musings, where I talk about things that are on my mind. And what's been on my mind recently is, what do you know, tax season, which is right around the corner. I recently had to get my documents together, but because of tax season, this other topic came up into my mind, and it's something that can be talked about all year round, really. Personal finances. Before we jump into this, I want to put out a disclaimer. I am by no means an expert in finances or in this particular topic. These are honestly just my personal thoughts and experiences that have helped me along the way. So if you have questions about your financial situation, I would highly advise you to speak to an actual financial advisor or an accountant or someone who actually has a job working with money. Back to your normal programming. So why is this topic hot off my mind? I think one for sure is that me and my spouse, we went through a financial course technically recently. We just finished it. And so I've been thinking about just like myself and how I've progressed in this financial journey that I am consistently and always will be on. You know, I had a lot of not a lot of people really talked to me about finances growing up, right? All it really was is just kind of like save and not much else, which I don't think that's necessarily bad, but there's a lot more involved I felt but didn't really understand. And so I am like 26-ish, I think. I forget. I don't know. Who remembers age anymore? But I didn't really understand or really start understanding personal finances until like about 2 years ago. So that was like, what, a little bit post-college. You know, I would get a paycheck, I would pay some things, buy some things. But that's about all I knew regarding money because everything, quote unquote, seemed fine. Why are you talking about money? Is the question you may be asking. This isn't a finance podcast, and you know what? You're right. But I believe there is a lot of value in personal growth when you start to understand and know how to manage your money and plan and just get how to use it and like where it's going and what's happening with it. Honestly, I do understand. I do see why finance is, when you're talking to people, can be a taboo topic, but it's one of those things of, at the same time, in my mind, I'm like, but why does it have to be a taboo topic? Because realistically, right, we shouldn't value ourselves and other people based on how much we make or how much we do have, because that doesn't equal our worth or our value, even though I feel like we live in a society where that statement is one-to-one, where how much you have equates to like your worth. But that's a false statement and that's wrong. Honestly, I think personal finances is less about numbers and more about habits and how those numbers move around and are, you know, created and used and things. So like how we spend, save, invest, give money. You know, I think about it some more. Maybe that's why talking about finances gets sensitive. It's because at a lot of times, it's a way to look and analyze, you know, how people behave, and their lifestyles and who they are. Because, you know, that statement, put your money where your mouth is. I think that resonates a little bit here. But we need to remember that it's not our role to tell people how to use their money. Because it's not our money, it's their money. I think it's the balance of conversation of like talking about finances without being overbearing and saying like, well, you know, I do this with my money, so therefore you should do this with your money. Nah, that's not how it should go. Everyone has a very different life stage they're in, circumstances that they're in, just different, right? We can't say that our situation is going to work for this other person's situation. So when we do talk about finances, it's this accumulation of many things that we need to remember and be like, hey, this is a human being. And, you know, money is a part of life. You know, that's the thing. Money is a part of life. So we should be able to have constructive and healthy conversations about it. There are two things that I've been marinating in, you could say, in thought when it comes to money. Again, I want to preface, I am not telling people how to spend their money, but I think these are really interesting points and thoughts to bring up, and that we live in a spending and we live in a debt culture. I think this really influences a lot of how we approach money and why sometimes it can be really hard to navigate it. I am not in this realm of like, live completely debt-free, cut up your credit cards lifestyle, because I don't live that way. I have credit cards and I still use them. So I think in general, there is a limitation to how much and what kind of debt you get into. But again, that limitation, there's a certain point where if you're just accumulating more and more debt and getting past this threshold, it starts to really hinder and hold you back. How you handle debt, that's really up to you. And if you feel like you need to take out a loan for something, you know, because there's a life situation that you're in, I am not here to tell you how to go about that. What I will say is that depending on the situation, I want maybe a perspective of there is a value in waiting for the things you want in life and preparing for the things you need. So one of the things that actually shocked me recently was I bought something, right? It's a crafting device, so you know, it's for crafting things, and it's about $200, and $200 really isn't a lot of money, but it's also not a little bit of money. It's like in that sweet spot of, yes, I can afford it, sort of, right? And then here's the thing, I'm going to say this, I was able to afford it because I was able to save up and set aside money for it. So I had to wait a little bit of time and put some money aside and then pay for the device that, you know, that I wanted. What stood out to me was when I was going to buy this device, it had options for like a payment plan. So you could pay, like offer a 3, 6, or 12 months like installments to pay for this device. Now in the back of my mind, I thought it was shocking because to me, it's just like, why not just wait and save up for it? And I think that's the part where we live in this spending culture of immediacy. So it's like, oh, we have a credit card. Oh, we can do these installment plans so I can have this thing right away. Where in reality, I think there is, again, that value of just waiting, of putting in the time to set aside something for a thing you may or may not want, right? That's another thing, like you buy something and then you buy something immediately and right away and you're like, oh, this is a great thing. And then like 3 months later, you don't even use it. That's what happened to me and this piano that I own. So because we live in this spending culture, it leads to this debt culture, right? Of we feel like you have this padding behind you where like if you spend it on a credit card, because that's technically like more of like mini loans, you can have it right away, right? It's there. You don't need to wait, I don't know, 3 months when you actually have the cash in the bank. Listen, I couldn't care less on what you spend your money on. Again, that's a personal choice, why it's called personal finance. But I will say everything you say yes to means you're saying no to something else. But the problem here is I think we're always saying yes to everything. Maybe it's like a little FOMO or something. You know, me and my FOMO, I got FOMO. But I don't think people are intentional and understand how to prioritize and live through the discomfort of not getting what you want right away. And I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to personal finance, is prioritizing, being intentional, and knowing that there's going to be some time and patience needed for you to get the thing that you want. So like I said, me and my spouse, or is it my spouse and I? My spouse and I, we went through a financial course. It was the Dave Ramsey. If you've ever heard of Dave Ramsey, he does this Financial Peace University thing, and we recently finished it. I will say that I don't agree with everything he says, but I think there are some key values that he does teach, which are important. So I'm definitely a Dave-ish person, as he likes to say. I think in a lot of the content he teaches, it's for a very specific audience, and it has helped a lot of people, right, get out of debt so they're not living in like hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. But again, I also think life is very circumstantial and everyone's situation is different. And life isn't as templated as they make it seem. So there's that disagreement I have with them. But the main takeaways that I got from going through the course and just, you know, like listening to some of the stuff Dave does have to say are: get on a plan, stick with it, and be intentional with how you go about your money. And that's the thing. I think that was a lot more affirmations for us because we were essentially kind of in this, you know, realm of understanding how to use our money. And then just kind of going through this helped us decide what was good for us and how we wanted to go about, you know, living our lives and spending our money. All right, let's go back to it. Remember, I made a statement a little bit while back where I said, you know, money is, or personal finance is, a lot more about behaviors than numbers. And I wish I knew that more about budgeting when I, you know, started out in college. And I think that's like why budgeting can seem scary. Because at the end of the day, when you start budgeting, you start to realize what you can and cannot do. I think what ended up happening, and honestly, this is just like my personal like opinion on it, I have found budgeting to actually be very empowering, because what that really allows, or has allowed me to do, is, you know, plan and dream and rethink what things need to happen so that you can accomplish the goals and get to the things that you do want to do. I didn't actually start budgeting properly until 2019 and the end of 2019. So right before the nice pandemic hit. And when I started out, it was really hard. It really showed me how I didn't understand where my money was going and how I didn't really quote unquote have money, right? Because I was living this life of living paycheck to paycheck because I didn't actually understand how I was spending things. I started out with a spreadsheet and I thought I, you know, knew. I've used all the different apps. You know, I use the Mints. I use, you know, other applications. I don't know. I think it got deleted. I don't remember what it was. It was an app on my phone and I tried using that and it didn't really work for me. So I tried a variety of ways to get a game plan together. And every single time I put a game plan together, it let me plan, but it didn't really tell me my results, right? So like when you're playing a game and you come up with a game, you're playing the game, right? And once you finish the game, you want to be able to see your stats and statistics and see how things are performing. Well, I didn't really understand that, or I didn't have like a place that I could reliably go to that made sense for me to see and understand those things. This may or may not sound like an ad, but it's not, but it's a huge influence into like how I went about budgeting. Thanks to my spouse, I ended up using You Need a Budget as my and our now budgeting tool. And again, there's a ton of tools out there, and the ones that I mentioned previously, if you're using those and those are working for you, keep on going, right? If that's working for you and you're flowing, don't break your flow. But this just so happens to be what has helped me get my flow started and keep my flow going. So I really like you need a budget. And I think the biggest reasons why is it didn't teach me necessarily only about like the numbers, but it really started teaching me my own behaviors, right? And how I approached my monies. Here are the biggest takeaways that I've gotten from using YNAB or you need a budget. You need to plan with what you do have, not what you think you'll have. So I think the biggest mistake that I did when I was budgeting is that I was trying to plan for like future money that I, you know, could comfortably say would come in because like I had like a full-time job and, you know, every single 2 weeks you get paychecks. And, you know, that's fine and all, but that's not necessarily guaranteed, right? You could technically, you know, even though it's a stable job, we have seen in the pandemic how things can be very unstable and very uncertain. So if you're planning ahead with money you may not actually have, you're planning with like imaginary money. So that's one of the things that I had to like reprogram myself and understand that like I can only plan with the technical quote unquote physical, because it's all digital currency now at this point in crypto. I'm not gonna get into that, but really plan with the money that I have in my bank account. Like I can only attach my budget to what I have in my bank, not what I think is gonna be in my bank. The second thing that I think is really helpful is understanding that you need to give every single dollar a role. What that means is if you have $10,000 in your bank account, every single dollar down to the cent needs to have a job in your budget. So if you have a savings category, then and like you want to put $300 towards savings, well, $300 in that account is dedicated to savings. So think about it like you have a bunch of different envelopes and you have like your $10,000 or whatever, and then you can put physical money into these envelopes and those are the jobs given to those dollars. What that ends up doing is giving you a better idea of how like your money is being spent, because since every single job has a dollar, when you take money out of your, I don't know, food and dining category, they have completed their job, right? Like you set aside money for it and they performed their duty. The third thing that, you know, this might be more of an opinion from my side. A lot of these are opinions. Anyway, something that I like to do is I like to be aware of how my dollars are spent, and I like to check this quite often. So every couple of days, I'll check my budget just to see like how I've been spending or how me and my spouse have been spending money, just because sometimes like, you know, you're swiping credit cards and swiping debit cards and the numbers don't always automatically add up as quickly as possible. And so maybe you set aside $300 for something and you end up spending almost $280 within 2 weeks. So I like to stay on top of that. That's just me, just so we can look at our numbers and prioritize based on what we need to change around in here and do these different things. The next one is, priorities are relative in that, right? So like I said before, when we look at our numbers, we can understand and reprioritize based on what are our needs and what are our wants for that month, right? So let's say we're starting to run out of money in our food and dining budget and we want to put go out to eat. Well, that means we're saying, again, yes to something, but we have to say no to something else. So let's say that we've been saving up for a new couch for some reason, or I don't know. Yeah, a new couch. And we have like $50 set aside. Well, do we want to take that $50 and apply it to our food and dining? Perhaps, or perhaps we might not, because we really want to save for this couch. So what I'm trying to say is that's just that concept of priorities are very relative. So whatever your priorities are, whether, honestly, whatever your priorities are, it's up to you and how you want to distribute your money. But again, just remember, if you're saying yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And lastly, this is something that I never really thought of doing because I think I just never thought of doing this, is create an emergency fund for yourself. Something that's like 3 to 6 months of cost for how you live and your lifestyle. I think sometimes, you know, we get into this routine and life of we like, you know, pay for, you know, the things that we need, like rent, utilities, and all these things, and we pay for the things that we want, but then we forget to set aside money for the future. And I think that's so important because, you know, things happen and we need to be prepared for them. So don't forget to prepare for yourself in the future with an emergency fund and like retirement. But that's a whole nother subject that I'm not very well versed in, so I'm not going to get into that. So this episode was definitely a bit of like a deviation in some way, but I find personal finance, specifically budgeting, an exciting topic because, again, I think it opens up opportunities in the long term. You're not living paycheck to paycheck, and you don't have to worry about, like, again, is that next paycheck coming in? And if it doesn't come in on time or doesn't, you know, register on time, is it going to affect your immediate future, right? So I want to also preface that I am definitely not a numbers kind of gal, but there's something freeing knowing my budgeting numbers. And yes, at the beginning of a budget, if you get one down and work one out, you're going to have to make some sacrifices that are going to be uncomfortable because you actually realize how much you quote unquote don't have and how you've been planning with imaginary dollars. If you feel as if going down that budgeting route is what your calling is and what your next thing is up to, but you know, again, personal finance, keyword personal. But again, I want to reiterate, it's really all about behavior and your priorities. Again, like if you're an avid gamer or super into crocheting or something, you know, of course you're going to have to address your immediate needs like food and rent, but budgeting lets you save in small amounts incrementally and consistently. And when that new game comes out, or if you have like a favorite fabric that just came back in stock and you're like, I need to get all 50 of these rolls, you'll have the money set aside to pay for those things. And because you accounted for that, your future you is going to thank your past you. This episode has definitely been an interesting one. If you found any value from it, let me know. You can follow me on the Instagrams at External Musings or on the Twitters at Ext Musings. And, you know, if personal finance and budgeting is something that excites you as well, like, let a girl know because I think it's a lot of fun. All right, y'all. Thank you, and I'll chat with you next time.